Hi, and welcome to the Feed the Pig podcast. I'm your host, Tim Farrell. Money shouldn't drive your future, but neither should debt. It's time for you to take control, not just for today, but for your whole life. Remember, small changes add up. The Feed the Pig podcast is here to help you take steps to start saving for today, so you'll have a solid financial future tomorrow. In this episode, we'll be looking at different ways to start teaching your kids about money. After all, C is for cookie, which is good enough for me, but it's also for compounding as an interest. Welcome back to the Feed the Pig podcast, where, of course, you know, we believe that children are the future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. All right, we have joining us is Chrissy. Hi, Chrissy. Thanks very much for being here today.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Now, we're going to talk about kids and money and how to teach them how to use it. Tell me about your kids.
I have a son, Brian, and he's 7 years old, and I have a daughter, Caroline, who is 5.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you.
Tell me, do you talk about money with your kids? What has been your experience dealing with money with your kids?
At this point, I don't have too much experience. Brian is just at the age at 7 years old now where his friends are starting to get allowances. They're starting to have a little bit of spending money for snacks, ice cream, some toys. So it's really at the point where I need to know what to do.
Well, I'm glad you're here because we also have Jordan Amon, who's a CPA from New Jersey, joining us, who's going to help us through this. Jordan, do you have any kids?
I do. I have a 4-year-old little girl.
Wow. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I guess maybe she's a little young to start talking about this, but maybe I'm wrong. When do you start?
I think that there's a couple different ways to think about it. I don't think that there's an age that's too young to start teaching children about basic habits. And some of it's just through example. You know, my daughter knows that when we go, that every time we go shopping, she doesn't necessarily get something. You know, we talk about certain things being treats or rewards, but that we don't get something every time we're in a store just because we're in a store. I think that when kids get a little older, and probably your son Brian being around 7 years old is a pretty good age to start talking to more directly about money, you know, through the use of possibly an allowance or, you know, whether he's getting his allowance just as here's an allowance or he's getting it for making his bed or putting his toys away or helping take out the garbage. So I think that it depends on, you know, the child and the age, but it also it's never too early to start ingraining good spending and financial habits in kids.
Is it more important to do it with tying it to chores or not tying it to chores, or like an allowance?
I think that's an individual parenting decision. I think that tying it to chores teaches, you know, good work ethic. Maybe it will help get those chores done with a little less complaining and some more harmony in the household. But I think that you can teach good financial habits either way you do it, and it comes down to you know, personal preference at that point.
Chrissy, what are some of your questions and how you want to move forward with your kids?
Well, there's just so many places where my children are able to spend money. Between their grandparents taking them to the toy store or the ice cream truck or the school snack line. And my question is, how do I inspire them to not spend it all?
I think that's a great question. And I think one way to do it is to, you know, to say no and to say, you know, when the ice cream truck comes around, and Brian wants ice cream, say to him, okay, well, if you get ice cream today, that means, you know, you don't get your allowance till next week. You might not be able to buy ice cream again till next week. And, you know, if kids start to learn that they need to save money to have money to buy something, you know, if you tie it to something that they want, you know, that ice cream cone, or, you know, you say to your daughter that, you know, if you take this dollar today and you go and put it in your piggy bank, and you put a dollar in there tomorrow, next week when the ice cream truck comes around, you'll have $2 and be able to buy ice cream. So I think it's about teaching them, you know, we always want to give our kids everything that they want. When we do that, you know, they don't always learn that they need to save for it and go without some days to have something on a future day.
What are some of the best practices, though, for kids when they do get the money?
I think that a really good practice is, you know, is very simply, you know, and I'll say it, is feeding the pig, having them putting some money into their piggy bank. And although I mentioned my daughter's 4 years old, when she receives money, you know, from her grandparents or from whatever the case may be, we put it into her piggy bank. And then the next step to that is that we explain that we're going to put this money in the piggy bank, and when you have a little more saved up, we're going to take it out and we're going to take it to the bank. And we empty her piggy bank together, we count what's in there, and we go to the bank, and my daughter hands it to the teller. And then, you know, this is a little abstract for her, but we explain that it's in your bank account, and when you want to buy something in the future, you'll have this money. And I think if we teach them these habits even before they're able to fully understand it, then we can add in things like earning interest and why that's so important to earn interest, so that your dollar becomes $2 and your $2 becomes $5. And then you'll have that to buy a house or to go to college, you know, as the kids get older and the examples change.
Jordan, we've been having some hard times as a family. My husband and I have been having a little trouble saving now that we own a home and have the two children. Is there any way that we can involve the whole family in saving?
I think that's a great question. And I think a great way, you know, I mentioned that a great way to teach children is through example and through, you know, their experience. And I think another way to do that is through family savings. So, you know, there's on the 360financialliteracy.org website, there's a childhood section which has a little family financial savings goal. It's actually a pig you can cut out and put on a jar, and you put that in a central place in the house, in the kitchen or somewhere else. And you come up with a goal as a family that you want to save for. And it doesn't have to be a new car or a new house. It could be something as simple as, you know, when we get a certain amount of money, we're all going to go out for ice cream together, or we're going to go to a movie. And what you do is everyone in the family has to contribute to savings. So obviously you and your husband will put in a little more of the money, but, you know, maybe Brian puts in a little bit of his allowance and Carolyn puts in a little bit of her money. And you guys each put in a little bit each week. And then you count it together and you figure out how much more you need till you get to your goal. And then when you get to your goal, you go out and you do that fun activity and you reap the rewards of having saved as a family. And not only did you save a little bit of money and teach them something, but you had a fun family night out. And it's just a terrific thing to do and a great way to ingrain savings and to make it fun. Because anything we make fun to kids, they're really going to embrace and want to do.
Chrissy, do you have anything else you want to ask Jordan?
No, I really thank you for your time. Those were great suggestions.
Oh, my pleasure. Enjoy saving with them because it should be fun too.
Thanks for joining us again on the Feed the Pig podcast. And don't forget to look for us next time because we'll be looking at more ways for career builders to make the most of their money. Jordan Amon works for Amper, Polizziner, and Mattia, a CPA firm in the New York, New Jersey region. If you're looking for more information on ways to save, you can check out feedthepig.org. That's feedthepig.org. Or if you have a question that you want us to talk about, email it to us at feedthepig@gmail.com.
This podcast is designed to provide illustrative information with respect to the subject matter covered and does not represent an official opinion or position of the AICPA or feedthepig.org. It is provided with the understanding that AICPA and feedthepig.org are not engaged in rendering legal, accounting, or other professional service. If such advice or expert assistance is required, the services of a competent professional person should be sought. The AICPA and feedthepig.org make no representations, warranties, or guarantees as to and assume no responsibility for the content or application of the material contained herein, and especially disclaim all liability for any damages arising out of the use of, reference to, or reliance on such material.